Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Zirpan guitarist Peter Moll joining us on the phone. Where am I talking to you right now, Peter?
Sitting outside of Parliament for an hour trying to get a freaking tour, and they won't let us in. We missed the window to get some tickets, some free tickets. I don't understand why they give out tickets if it's free.
So, of course, the long-awaited new album, Darling, it's out now. The tour is underway. You guys are in Ottawa, obviously. A couple of dates under your belt. How's the tour going? How are these songs translating live?
Good, yeah. It's about 2 weeks in. We're traveling with the Gay 90s, obviously, and then another group from out east got added called Repartee. The shows have been going great. The turnouts have been good. Songs are taking different shapes and different forms, and just wanted to make sure that you guys knew, for all of our all ages, like our under 18 fans, that we got a performance at HMV at West Edmonton Mall happening at 3. So if anybody wants to come to that before the show on Saturday, they can.
Oh, that's perfect.
They've got like a signing. Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, you know, when you play a song live, it takes on sort of a different vibe. You know, like you capture a song when you record it, and sometimes you capture it exactly, and other times it's a totally different song. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. I'm curious, though, which songs from the new Darling album do you like more live than you do on the album?
I think I'd probably have to say Big Ghost. There's so many different things sampled in that song. I know we talked last time we were there just about like all these different elements in the live room, but there's just kind of like the spontaneity to the song, and it just kind of like blooms into this giant freak out at the end. So it feels really good live, and every night it's a little bit different just because of how crazy it gets at the end, but it's feeling really good.
Peter, you're a guitar guy. You heard about B.B. King, hey?
I did. We were playing CTV here this morning on their live morning show, and they had announced it. It was, I was a little choked up. I got to be honest, I'm not going to be a bandwagon fan and say that he really influenced my playing, but I always really appreciated his songs and his craftsmanship and the way he played. I mean, I know he influenced a lot of people that influenced me. I actually got to meet Derek Trucks, who was a big influence on me, and you know, he went into great depth as to, you know, how much he influenced him as a player. And you know, Derek is, you know, one of those guys that I look up to quite a bit. So yeah, I don't know. It's super unfortunate.
By the way, heard World's on Fire in the closing sequence of Hockey Wives.
Yeah. The company that me and Jason work with, they're based out in LA. They license our music as well as other stuff that we do on our own time. And that was kind of one of the most recent licenses they...
Do you even know about all these licenses that go out? Or do you just sort of, you know, like, as a band, do you contract that out? And then you just sort of, you know, read about the tweets and kind of go, oh.
Sometimes. I mean, we obviously, with communication going through management and everything, we usually try to stay on top of everything. But there's the odd time where, you know, they'll license something without telling us, and we'll find out later in social media and stuff. But usually I try to stay pretty on top of things being used in a commercial, or it's at the end of a movie, or, you know, whatever it happens to be.
Have you ever had any that you've had to turn down? Like, you know, has anyone ever said like, let's put this in a, I don't know, like a Preparation H commercial or like a show you totally hate?
I'm trying to think. There was this one like outlandish thing in Europe that we turned down. I can't even remember what it was for, but no, I don't. Other than that, I can't imagine what we'd have to turn down.
Well, again, Peter Moll, Zirpan, thank you so much for talking with us. You guys are back in Edmonton next Saturday playing the Pawn Shop with Gay 90s. And let's plug that show at West Edmonton Mall once more, too.
Yeah, we're playing at West Edmonton Mall at the HMV Soundstage around 3 p.m. We're doing a bit of an acoustic set, so come hang out and watch the show. That'll be happening before the show on Saturday.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lane.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at sonic1029.com.